The National Board meeting in open session via various locations via telephone conference on December 4th, 2014, time beginning at 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Margie Wilkinson. I am the chair of the board, and as such, I am serving as the interim executive director of Pacifica, and I'm going to ask Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair this meeting. Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Thank you. Madam Secretary, do you want to formally call the roll?
Janet Van Muren.
Present.
Brian Hedlitz-Peter. Okay, Louise Fuentes.
Shereen, I can't hear.
Present.
Janet Coburn.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson.
Present.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Jim Kaufman.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Casanez.
Present.
Hank Lamb. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Lorraine Roberts is present. Manager Sabah. Jim Brown.
Here.
Benito Diaz.
Presente.
Lizette King. Heather Gray. Tony Warman.
Present.
Raul Salvador, CFO.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Vice Chair.
Okay, thank you. We'll now go on to the draft agenda that's been sent out. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
I'm sorry, I cannot find it. Can you resend it? Tell me what time it's out.
Who is that that moved?
I'm sorry, Carolyn here.
Hi. Hey, George, I moved the agenda.
Okay, the second?
Carolyn wants a copy of the agenda.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Carolyn. I'm going to go to Carolyn as soon as I get a second.
Okay. Kim would like to be on the stack.
Okay, Carolyn.
Lydia.
Janet K.
And Lydia to the stack.
Excuse me. We need a timekeeper.
Okay. Is there anyone who wants to keep the time?
I'll keep time. This is Lawrence.
Thank you, Lawrence. So this first item is limited to 30 minutes.
Right.
Okay, the agenda is limited to 30 minutes. First person I had was
as of now,
Carolyn.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Carol.
Yes, I would like to have a copy of it before I'm asked to approve it. Could someone send me a copy? I don't have it, and I don't know what time it went out.
It was sent out yesterday. Oh, that's all right. I'll just forward it to you. I just have to find it.
I'm sorry, what time?
I don't know.
Mr. Chair, can you read the stack, please? This is Lydia. I had asked again.
I had Kim, Lydia, Serene, and who else?
Janet Kay. I had asked before.
Okay, I think Janet Kay, then Serene. Okay. All right, because somebody sent, I assume somebody's going to send Carolyn a copy of the agenda that was already sent out. First person we have on the stack is Kim.
Hi. I know that the audit motion is number, where is that? Well, I'd like to move the audit. Well, the audit committee passed a motion last night about the audit, and I'd like to keep it together with the previous audit motion and move them up right actually before the personnel committee ED hiring. I'd like 10 minutes for both of those motions because they're connected and they're critical because we need to finish two audits in a timely manner to get the CPB funding. Otherwise, we won't get the CPB funding, quite frankly.
Is there a second to that amendment to the agenda? Is there a second to that to the agenda?
I second it.
Okay, it's been seconded. You want to briefly motivate your amendment, Kim, and then
okay.
We'll take us back to
okay, the first motion is to recommend that we retain our present audit firm to do the Pacifica 2004 audit. Now, they're available to start in January or they're available to start in May. If we don't use that slot to start in January, we will fail to meet the CPB deadline to get that $1.1 million. So the audit committee passed a motion last night in order to get the FY 2013 audit completed as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And in order to start...
Was that Adriana?
And Benito.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
I thought I was speaking. I'm not sure why people are interrupting me. I'd like to read the motion.
Let's let Kim wrap up her statement, and I'll go to Adriana and
yeah,
Benito.
All I have to do is finish the motion and say
okay.
I'd like to put those two up, you know,
Mr.
up
Chair, I want the motion in writing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, that's very nice.
I'd like to
read it for the rest
Thank
of the committee and for the stream. In
yes,
order
but
to get
I want
the
it in writing.
Okay. Kim,
I also have a point of information.
But first, we're going to let Kim wrap up her comments, and then I recognize, Adriana, you have to put it, we do have a standing room, you have to put it in writing, Kim.
Okay, I did send it to the committee last night. I will send it again, no problem.
Okay.
In order to get the FY 2013 audit completed as quickly as possible, and in order to start the FY 2014 audit by January and finish by March, in order to qualify for the CPB grant, the audit committee recommends that the IED and the CFO hire enough CPAs on a temporary basis who are familiar with Great Plains in order to accomplish this task.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes, Benito, what's your point of information?
I would like to understand why it is that the speaker needs to read the motion when all we're trying to do right now is to approve additions or modifications to the agenda. So all we really need to do is to know what the issue is. You know, if we add the issue to the agenda, it would seem to me it would be proper at a later time, you know, to read the motion and discuss it.
Point
okay.
of information,
yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
So that's a point of information I would like to understand.
Okay. Adriana, what's your point of information?
Yes. If I didn't, maybe I heard it wrong, but I heard the motion that Ms. Kaufman made to put together two different motions and put it in a specific place. If you want anything happen, please, that motion that you are making to put the two motions together, the time for every motion and where you want to put it, need to be received in writing. Is that clear? Thank you.
Okay. I want to remind everybody before we go to the stack that this is just the debate should be on where this goes on the agenda and adding this to the agenda, not to try to get too deep into the substance of the issue. Do we have a stack? Well,
can I get a response to my point of information, please?
I mean, Benito, basically your point of information was essentially speaking to that point. I don't know if we need to...
Just answered it.
...to it's respond fine. To it. But so do we have a stack for Kim's amendment? No stack?
I have a question. I have a point of information.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of information? Yeah.
Where is she saying she wants to put this and how much time?
Kim, where did you want to put it and how much time?
That's what she's going to ask to be put in writing, but you know, while she's doing that, what are we doing?
Kim, could you repeat where you want to put it and how much time you're saying for that?
I would put it right after gender approval, and I would, give I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes for the both of them. I think they're totally related. If you pass one without the other, it doesn't work. So 15 minutes for both of them.
Okay. We're not going to... Lawrence, is that Lawrence?
Yes, sir, it's me.
Yes, Lawrence, you're up.
Okay, so I think that the order of the motion should be to retain the audit firm and then the motion on the committee, from the committee, should come up after that. Because if we don't retain the audit firm, then the other motion is mute.
This is Kim.
I'm not. He was speaking against the motion. Do we have anybody else who's going to?
No. Yes, he is correct. That's the way I want it. And I see for that the initial audit committee motion that's given 5 minutes, so 10 minutes for this. And no, I want that motion, the first audit motion first, and the one from last night second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this amendment? Okay.
This is Lydia. Yeah. Are we voting separately? Because I can vote for. Well, never mind. Strike that. Never mind.
Okay. We'll go to the vote on the amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Vote on the First Amendment.
It's only one.
We're voting on whether to add the new motion to the existing motion from the Audit Committee and move them both to immediately after agenda approval.
Right.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Hank's on the call. I'd like to be present in attendance. Thank you.
Gotcha. I vote yes. Brian Edwards Tigger.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Colburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Pass.
Lydia Bresson.
I vote no.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castanez?
I vote no.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Serena Roberts passes. Manager Sabal? Manager, are you here? Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Lisa King? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Madam Secretary?
Yes.
If I could get clarification on what the vote is, perhaps I could change my vote.
Is that Hank?
Yes, having just come on the call.
Okay. Kim Kaufman brought a motion to add. There's an existing audit committee motion about retaining the same auditor. She wishes to add to that a motion from the audit committee directing the CFO and IED to hire additional CPAs who are familiar with Great Plains.
I vote yes.
Okay, no, the issue isn't the content of the motion. The issue is whether those two motions should be moved.
Yeah, I still vote yes.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. I would like it heard tonight, yeah.
Okay, let's see who passed. Janet Tobin.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Serena Roberts abstain.
Here you go.
One moment, please.
Yeah.
This is Jose Luis Fuentes. I'd like to change my vote to a no.
Okay, one moment. Adriana, what do you have?
Yes, the same vote.
Majority was the vote? Thank you.
964?
964.
Meaning what? I'm sorry, did it pass? Yeah.
It passes, the amendment passes.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 964, amendment passes. We'll, that item will go on the agenda after the first item on the agenda.
Yeah, I would
Mr. Chair, I have a question. Is it Richard?
Yes, Richard.
earlier, I saw. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I can't find my what I was looking at. I'll have to come back. Thank you. Sorry, I mean.
Okay. Next person we have on Skype was Lydia.
Yes, I believe that Kim's motion was that the her items were moved after the personnel committee. That was what she originally indicated.
No,
so,
no, after agenda approval. After agenda approval.
Whoa, okay.
Lydia finish. What, Lydia, you had the floor?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know so that I know which number. So I had originally sent out two motions, so since hers is the new number 3, mine will be number 4.
No, Lydia, I think her motion was she put it directly at the agenda approval. That's what she wanted.
I know, but agenda approval is number 1,
point
so
of
hers
information.
May I speak?
Adriana, what's your point of information?
Mr. Chair, we start again over and over with the same issue. When we don't have in writing a motion, we vote in a motion that now we are discussing if that was after, before,
or in between.
We need it in writing, please. And I let me repeat it. We shouldn't vote in any motion that we don't have in writing. Then we know what we are voting about.
Mr. Chair, hang to the stack, please.
And Benito to the stack.
Okay, we're gonna let Lydia, I don't know if Lydia had, Lydia was...
No, Chair, point of privilege, please.
Serene, what's your point of...
Okay, while I believe that Lydia is correct, and in the initial statement, Ms. Coffin said something about the personnel committee report, in the final version, and I totally agree with Adriana, that's why they must be in writing, because it always changes. In the final version, and in what I repeated before calling the vote, she had said, after agenda approval.
That's fine. May I continue?
Okay,
yeah,
we're going to let Lydia.
You know
Lydia had the floor.
Before you continue to make your
Lydia had the floor. Lydia?
Okay. Well, okay, so since hers is number 2, I'm saying the new number 3 and the new number 4 are the two motions that I did reference earlier, that I sent an email about earlier. And one is that I'm driving, so I can't exactly read it. But anyway, everybody received it, and it was the 2015... notice and rescheduling of election, and the number 4 on the agenda to be the meeting dates for the rest of this period, given that the holidays are coming up and it's so low on the agenda, we'll never get to it. So those are my two motions, two separate motions.
You're making amendments to the agenda, and that's you're making...
I make amendments to the agenda 10 minutes. For the first item, which is the one about the schedule, and 5 minutes for the meeting date. Numbers item, the new number 3 and the new number 4.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay, is there, Lydia, you want to briefly motion that, and then we'll get to a stack on that?
Yeah, well...
Porter, Brian.
Who's that?
Brian, you can only make one motion at a time.
Okay, Hello. We've been called a point of order. There's only one motion at a time, Lydia.
That's fine. I don't care. As soon as they get on, I'm happy to do one at a time. And
what
the,
motion
so my,
are you making?
The one, the 2015 schedule, this is, given that we were one vote short for the email vote, is so that we are at least close to compliance, and should we be challenged in court, we can at least say we noticed that we are having elections in 2015, not 2015 elections. Let me make that clear. But anyway, and that's all that this is for, is so that we can be as close to compliance as possible. There was a voice vote taken in 2013 for the same purpose, and so I hope that we can easily pass that. But anyway, that's my motion to put that on the agenda as number three. We want to take that vote first, and then my second one about the meeting date. Thank you.
Okay. Is anyone want to speak for and anybody against this being added to the agenda? Okay. No. No discussion on that. We'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll into adding this amendment?
I don't think there's any opposition.
Is there any objection to this amendment? So amended without objection.
Yes, I object to it. I don't think I think the election's getting way more complicated than it should be.
Okay, we have an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this amendment?
May I have a point of inquiry?
Yes. Serene, what's your point of...
I want to be sure. I think it's... Okay, the question is whether or not the issue should be moved to a certain place on the agenda, not whether or not we're going to support the motion, correct?
Exactly.
That's correct. So is the member objecting to the issue being on the agenda or to the motion itself?
Both.
So he's objecting
okay,
to the one that's being
I think you
Zell
spoke, so I'd like you to decide.
This is Hank. I object to both, too.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Did I just hear somebody say I've been coached?
I didn't.
That's way out of line and not true.
No,
nobody said that. Nobody said it, Richard.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Right. If that's the case, I apologize.
Janice Van Ewart. Janice.
Ain't funny, McGee.
I'm sorry, I'm a little under the weather and I lost track. I vote yes.
Brian Edwards Kiegert.
Stand.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Coburn.
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I missed my name.
Got you, Jose Luis. And Coburn. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence was yes.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Absolutely not.
George Ryder?
Abstain.
Richard Giselle?
No.
Carolyn Burden? Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Serena abstains. Manny Jesaba? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray?
No.
Going back, Rodrigo, I did not hear you. Kim Coffin, you passed.
I'm going to say no.
One moment, please.
Now, Chair, there's 9 minutes left on the agenda.
Okay, we have 9 minutes left.
Yep, and I have a point of information when we finish this.
But I'm not finished.
Adriana,
I have 10:43.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, so may I continue the second motion?
Before we go to Benito, you had a point of information?
Well, I'll wait till the second vote on this.
Well, okay. Lydia, you have what's your motion?
My motion is for the new number 4 on the agenda to be our next meeting date.
Is there a second?
Benito.
Is there any discussion or objection to this item? No discussion, no objection. So amended to the agenda. Benito, you had a point of information?
Yeah, I don't have computer access, so I just wanted to know if there's a tribute to Marion Barry on the agenda, and if so, I put where?
Okay, I don't see it here, but I think...
Oh, that was my fault. I'm sorry. Oh. I guess I sent out the wrong agenda because I had added right after agenda approval a time for remembrance because Janet Coburn also asked for a time. So I'm sorry. I don't know what I did. I don't know what agenda I sent.
Could we add the time for that after agenda without objection? Time for remembrance?
And that would be Bo? Right.
Yeah.
So where would it go?
Right after agenda approval.
Okay. Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Richard, you had a point of information.
One of those earlier agendas came out. It said something about the WPFW relocation question was going to be looked at. Is that still on the agenda?
I think it's
in the closed session.
It's in the closed session agenda.
Closed session. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Question,
George.
Did we vote on my item?
Yes, we objection.
There was no objection. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of information, George.
George, what's your point of information?
How much time was allotted to the remembrance?
Oh, in the agenda I intended to send out was 5 minutes.
So 5 minutes without objection? Okay. The next person I had on the stack was Janet Kay.
Yes, and I had wanted to add the remembrance to Mary Berg, so it's done.
Okay. Next person I have is Serene. Serene?
I pass.
Okay. We have no more people on the stack, so now we're...
No, you haven't exhausted the stack. I asked to be on it a while ago.
Can I be on the stack, Janet?
Cool. We got Hank, and then we got Janet C.
Yeah.
All right, Hank.
Well, I would like to have a motion added to the agenda, and I'm sending out the motion. I sent it earlier, 4 or 5 days ago, regarding the elections, and the motion reads as follows. I move that Pacifica drop all work on trying to make up elections and simply move ahead with the regularly scheduled 2015 elections and halt work by the NAS until the time prescribed in the bylaws for such hiring and work to begin.
What do you want to add that to the agenda?
I would like to add that as the second item so we can get this out of the way once and for all.
Is there a second point of order? Point of order or information?
First of all, is there a second to that?
Second.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
Well, the audit motion is the new number 2, so that would be the new number 3, I believe. Because
okay.
We all just voted to put audit as number 2, so this would be number 3, I believe.
We can vote to make it number 2.
Okay. Is there any discussion on adding this item to the agenda?
This is George.
Sorry, point of information.
It seems to me this is basically, if I understand them, the negation of Lydia's motion. I don't think it's necessary to have it at another place on the agenda. If it can be made as an amendment or a substitute, at that time we're going to be discussing the election anyway, and it seems to me that'd be more sensible than to have basically... two different motions, one for and one against, in different places. So I would be opposed to putting this on the agenda.
This is Lydia.
I agree with George.
Yes, Lydia?
Yeah, and I happen to think it's out of order for the following reasons. Is number one, they would have to rescind the motion that we passed, which required the IED to hire a national election supervisor by December 1st. That would have to be rescinded first. Secondly, there would have to be a bylaws amendment because it affects the staggered terms. If we just notice that the 2015 elections will proceed, don't address the other issues without amending the bylaws or doing something to that effect, you lose the staggered elections. It would mean all boards would have to run all 24 members, which is antithetical to the staggered elections that are prescribed in the bylaws. That's the dilemma which my motion doesn't address. I'm not getting into that at all because that's something that has to be worked out profoundly.
Mr. Chair?
It's out of order against and in violation of the bylaws. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who want to speak to this?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Hank.
Point of order, Chair. We got 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Yeah, Hank.
You know, we batted around this election thing for over a year, or almost 2 years now, and no solution has come from it. We haven't had the 2013 elections. We didn't have them in 2013, 2014, and we won't have any result from them until mid to late 2015. Why are we trying to do double work and insist on working at odds with what is getting things done? We can do away with all this. We're so far outside the bylaws on elections, it's ridiculous to act as if we're trying to adhere to them. Let's let the one go.
Just to remind you, we're just debating on whether it's going on the agenda and where it goes on.
Yes, and I'm making a case for it to be on the agenda.
Okay.
All of these require things outside the bylaws. All of them.
Mr. Chair, I asked for a ruling of the chair.
But, Lydia, I'm going to, because of the time period, I'm going to rule that it's in order. I mean, I think an objection should have been made when he first made it. We got into the debate before. I'm going to rule it in order, and we'll just vote it up or down.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Janet.
I must leave immediately for an hour or a little more than an hour. So I wanted to add more names to the list of the in memoriam, but I can make an amendment, I suppose, when it comes up. But shall I do that now?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, let's add to that list Marl Becker of WBAI, of the LBGT, the FM Program Collective, and Eddie Ellis, and will long neglected Robert Knight and Ibrahim Gonzalez. Can we please add those names? It's a scandal that we haven't done it so far.
I'm sorry. Okay. Point of something.
And now I must leave, and I'll be right. I will be back ASAP. Okay.
Jack, may I be recognized for the sack?
Thank you.
Okay. The only thing that we have, I mean, we're going to add those names unless there's any objection to that.
Well, there would have to be added time as well.
I want to move that.
I don't think it'll take extra time.
Because I asked for the
just
floor.
Names.
Okay, Serene, do you have the floor?
Okay. So I believe we did previously commemorate Eddie Ellis and I believe also Robert Knight. But
no way, we did not.
Excuse me. You do not have the floor, woman.
Okay, let's.
I am leaving now, Serene. See you later.
Safe trip. And both were people that I knew for years and respected much of their work. However, if we are to go back to every programmer that every station has lost, we could be on this for a while. So I want to respectfully suggest that we do Marl Becker, who recently passed last week. Eddie passed in July. Robert Knight passed, I think it was in June or May, or even longer ago. I just don't, you know, in all fairness to people who've lost loved ones at other stations, we just can't do everybody.
Wow.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, so we still have not voted on Hank's
motion to add an agenda item, and the addition of these names to the remembrances should have been brought up earlier.
Okay, that was going to be my next point. The point of order is well taken. We're going now back to the Hanks motion.
I call
it order, Chair.
Okay.
Lawrence, what's your point of order?
So this is not added. These names are not added.
Time has expired.
Time has expired.
Okay. Time has expired. We're now going to go to the vote on Hank's motion to amend the agenda when we reference to the election.
Which I might add was submitted days ago and seconded by Richard.
Madam Secretary, do you want to call the roll?
Janice Lane, you are.
Abstain.
Brian Edwards Teeter.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis? Janet Coben?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
No.
Lydia Breton?
No.
Jim Kaufman?
No sense at all.
Kim, I can't hear you.
Perhaps.
Okay, Lawrence Ray.
Lawrence votes no.
Adriana Castanez?
No.
Hank Lamb?
As being closer to the bylaws than any other suggestion, yes.
Hank, I need a yes or no, thanks.
George, I gave you one.
No.
Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton? Janet Coleman is not here.
I'm sorry, Carolyn Burton. Yes, I was muted. I apologize.
What is your vote?
My vote was yes.
Okay, thank you. Serena abstains. Manager Sabah, not here. Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Jose Luis, I did not hear you. Rodrigo, I believe you passed.
No.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain.
One moment, please.
Strictly political.
Adriana, I have 410-3.
Exactly.
Okay.
The chair wish to vote?
Chair is not voting. Okay, the amendment fails. We'll now go to the amended agenda. Is there any objection to the approving the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the agenda as amended?
Janice Lane, you are. Brian
Edwards.
Okay, got you, Janice. Brian Edwards Tiga?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Janet Coben? Coben?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta? Lydia Bethan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Rodrigo Agueta, yes. Sorry,
it wasn't here. Got you. Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
So as to avoid being political, just no.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Giselle?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton?
Sorry, muted again. No.
Janet's not back, I think. Serene votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
No.
Jose Luis, are you back? Jose Luis? Okay. One moment, Chair.
12-3-2.
Yes. Okay, the chair votes yes. The agenda is adopted. Next, we'll go into the memorials. I think the first person we have was Benito. You wanted to discuss...
Hello, what a chair. Is there a time limit on that?
Yeah, I think we had 5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll
okay, so...
timekeeper, 5 minutes.
Benito. 5 minutes total.
So, Carolyn, sir?
What's that mean, 5 minutes total?
It means that Janet Copen had asked 2 minutes for Mary Berg, so you have 3 at max.
May I respond?
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I thought that when we passed the motion by acclamation, this Marion Barry was given 5 minutes.
No,
we were spending 5 minutes just on tributes to all people.
Well, all right, so that means that how much do
just
I
speak.
Have on this?
Just start talking.
All right,
just do your presentation.
All right, well, can somebody tell me when I got a minute left?
Lawrence.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right, so Marion Barry, D.C.'s renowned mayor for life, died this past Saturday, November the 29th, at the age of 78, a few hours after having been released from the hospital. He was a supporter of PFW and Pacifica and a frequent guest on our airwaves. In PFW's early years, when our lease was up, he helped us get the 7th and H Street location in the middle of Chinatown, and also helped us get a $250,000 CETA grant to train youth, which helped to keep our doors open. In later years, he served as a member of the PMB. Marion Barry was not only the city's first elected mayor and the city's only mayor who came from the civil rights movement, but was the first big city African-American mayor, and as such became a role model for other African-American leaders who wanted to emulate him, and in so doing ended up being elected mayors of their own cities. Marion started out as the first chair of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. When he came to D.C. in the 60s, one of the first things he did was to organize a bus boycott against a 5-cent bus. 1 minute left? Damn. All right, so then I'm going to say the two greatest tributes that can be given to Marion Barry is that in 1994, when he ran for re-election after returning from jail, that day, election day, became an enormous citywide rally with spontaneous rallies at many polling stations, especially those in African-American and Latino neighborhoods and working-class neighborhoods. The whole day was a rally, and people supported Marion because Marion supported the folks. Equally significant, on today's edition of PFW's DC Politics, Josh Williams, president of the Metro Council AFL-CIO, made the following statement. Marion forced the DC labor movement to confront its history of racism by getting a law enacted that enshrined the right of all DC workers to join a union of their choice. In this way, the DC organized labor movement became integrated, and this served to help bring thousands of poor African-Americans and other people of color into D.C.'s middle class, i.e. the working class.
Okay.
I could say a whole lot more.
Thank you.
Thank you, Benito.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
The next person on the agenda for recognition who's going to speak to that?
That's 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who's going to speak to that?
Janet Cobran.
Okay, Janet.
In memory of Mary Berg, longtime KPFA programmer Mary Berg died in her Berkeley home last Friday. For more than four decades, she
She was the host of A Musical Offering, a show which airs early Sunday mornings and concentrates on medieval and Baroque music. Mary was raised by her mother and grandmother in Auburn, California. Mary was wonderfully well-read, very good with language, and a top-notch radio music DJ. In the 1990s, she was a co-founder of KPFA's unpaid staff organization, UPSO. Later that decade, she played an important role in the Free Pacifica struggles to preserve KPFA during that time of upheaval within Pacifica. She served on the local and national boards and sat on many election committees in an effort to safeguard and improve the democratization experiment of the Pacifica bylaws. Mary faced ongoing limitations in her sight, and in her last decade, she used braces on both wrists for carpal tunnel and dealt with various mobility problems. She always managed to bounce back. At one point, Mary suffered from a detached retina, and having no health insurance, the KPFA community raised money to pay for a partially successful surgery. A couple of years ago, Mary was struck by a slow-moving car that resulted in a broken femur. She refused surgery and lived with great pain in the last years of her life. I'm almost done. Mary Berg had a rich heart, giving soul, and ferocious moral compass. Her grit, wit, feistiness, love for art, animals, and especially music enriched all of us. A tribute to Mary was aired last Sunday by Kevin Vance on KPFA during the 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Across the Great Divide show. A memorial in Berkeley is being planned. May you rest in peace, Mary Berg.
Thank you, Janet.
May I request that this and the tribute to Marion Berry be posted on the Pacifica website?
Absolutely.
Without objection.
They just need to be forward them to me, and I will take care of that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think our time is up on that item.
One person for this chair.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to apologize to Benito and to Janet for kind of interrupting, but, you know, doing the job.
Oh, I didn't even take it like that.
Okay.
But I thank
Neither
you.
Did I.
Thank you. Next item we have on the agenda is the audit. Everyone should have received the audit motion. I think we have 5 minutes on this item.
Five minutes?
Janet. I'm sorry?
Five on one and on the other.
I think we have 5 minutes, according to what I see here.
Five on one, 10 on the other.
Right, 15.
Okay.
So I should do them separately, right?
So what's the first one? Kim, what's the first one we have 5 minutes on?
The audit committee recommends that the PNB retain our present audit firm to conduct the Pacifica 2014 audit.
Okay, Lawrence, we got 5 minutes on this item. Kim, you want to give us a brief motivation?
I think it's self-explanatory, quite frankly. They're on their second audit for us, and quite frankly, because the lateness of that audit, we couldn't even really think about hiring for the 2014 audit until sort of just recently, and we don't really have a lot of choice. You know, it's a little late in the game. Anyways, the committee decided to reengage Armenino.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this item? No discussion? Okay. Is there any objection to this being adopted? Okay, adopted without objection. Next item. Jim, I think we got 10 minutes on this one. Could you read this?
Yeah, point of information. Can I accrue the rest of that 5 minutes to this in case we need it?
No.
We got a lot on the agenda, but that's up to the body. But can we just
start
on and see how far we go?
10 minutes. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's just start on it. Kim, could you tell us what...
Okay, I'm going. In order to get the FY 2013 audit completed as quickly as possible, and in order to start the FY 2014 audit by January and finish by March, in order to qualify for the CPB grant, which is parenthetically $1.1 million, the audit committee recommends that the IED and the CFO hire enough CPAs on a temporary basis who are familiar with Great Plains in order to accomplish this task. Now, the 2013 audit is stalled and has been for quite a few weeks, and they are not getting schedules from some of the stations. And we just decided that this needs some extra help. And we were told by the CFO that an intern was being hired for New York and being trained. We feel that that's inadequate. We don't need an intern who needs to be trained. We can get somebody in there who is good to go on Great Plains. Same with WPFW. I'm not sure what the problem there is, but... and KPFK, their books for 2014 are basically going to need a lot of work to get them prepared for the 2014 audit. And we need somebody who knows Great Plains and knows how to do that. Now, I just read Janet Coburn's memo, and she, in a conversation with the CFO, KPFA hired a temporary person to help with their reconciliations. I think that the other stations ought to be accorded that same help. And if we don't get the... Armanino is available to start by January, which would allow us to complete the audit by March, which is the deadline for CPB. If they won't, if they can't, if Pacifica isn't ready to start the audit in January, they're not available until May, which means we have missed the deadline for CPB. And so we need to quickly finish up this 13 and get right into 14. That's what the committee felt. And at stake, I will repeat, is $1.1 million now. Also, Brian Edwards-Tiekert announced to the KPFA LSB that CPB is not giving us any extensions, and March is the deadline. I see no reason why we cannot comply with that.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Brian.
Janet, for the stack.
Before I take us, is it possible to hear from our CFO and then take a stack after that? That can answer a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And we can get to everybody on
7 minutes, sir.
Wait, Brian,
Jose
privilege.
Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Yes, Brian.
I never said anything about extensions to the KPFA local station board, and I don't appreciate having words put in my mouth. I wish members would speak for themselves at these meetings.
I can send you the clip or where
Kim,
it is.
You're out of order. Kim, you're out of order. He called it a point of personal privilege.
Well, I'll call a point of personal privilege.
Yes, he didn't. I didn't see where he insulted you. That was it.
No. I will call a point of personal privilege.
I'm going to have to rule you out of order. He's just responding to your comment. We're going to go now to
but
the
But it's
people.
On the stream. What he said is on the stream. That's where I heard it.
Well, he was just responding to it. He was calling his point of personal privilege. We can't go back and forth with personal privileges.
He's just saying I'm making stuff up, and I am not making stuff up.
He just spoke about his comments, Kim. That's all he spoke
about. And I am saying I did not make it up. He's saying I don't want to put a word to my mouth.
Send everyone the patch. Kim, send everyone the patch.
We'll respond to that, and then we're going to take a stat. Raul, are you on the line? Raul?
Yes. Yes, I was on mute.
Do you want to respond to this? Could you briefly respond to this item, and then we'll go to a stack to ask some clarification.
And okay. Well, I truly agree with what the audit committee is recommending, that we hire additional manpower to undertake the 2014 audit in time for a March 31st deadline, but that would mean that we will have to have our schedule done by January. But as of right now, we are not even done with the 2013 And I don't really know how, even if we hire, the CPA by, this month, December, that we will be able to complete the schedules. We probably would hire maybe 6 to 10 people, CPAs, to do the schedules, and we have to kind of accustom them to our records. I mean, it's just a matter of knowing the system, but rather knowing what our data and information and policies and procedures and schedules. So it may be a big undertaking. However, I'm not sure, but as far as my understanding is concerned, it really is, there is a deadline for the CPB to go to June 30th. And that is what we probably realistically can shoot for. However, there's no saying that if once we finish the 2013, we will definitely go into hiring people as much as our funds can cover. We will definitely do that. But I don't know if that would still allow us to meet that March 31st deadline.
2.5 minutes.
Janet K.
Okay. We got
Brian to stack.
And then Brian.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, and then Lawrence. Okay, Janet K.
Indiana
okay,
for the stack.
And then Adriana. Janet K.
Yes, so
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack. I've been asking for a while.
Okay.
3 minutes.
I heard Jose Luis a long time ago.
Okay. Janet K.
Okay. So in order to qualify for the CPB grant, the audits are just one part of that, but there's also noticing compliance. And we haven't heard a status on that, and I'm wondering whether anybody has any information about, well, even if we completed the CPB, I'm sorry, the audits in time, what about the noticing requirements?
Raul, did you want to briefly speak to that point?
Well, it really should.
Margie probably would have a better idea on the other legal requirements.
I'll just say that Otis McClay, who is our compliance officer, has finally gotten all of the stations to put on their websites the required, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a button that you push and shows about meetings. And he feels very confident that for this last quarter of this year, we will show 100% compliance. The CPB was relatively pleased with what happened last time. And so he and John Krigler feel pretty confident that we don't have a problem on the meeting notice issue going forward. He's
Brian.
Okay, I'm done.
I have a substitute motion. It reads as follows. The PNB authorizes the IED and CFO to hire temporary additional accounting personnel as necessary to ensure timely completion of Pacifica's FY 2013. Excuse me. I'm going to put the word prompt instead of timely. Prompt completion of Pacifica's FY 2013 and 2014 audits. And I'll send that out now. If there's a second, I'll motivate it.
Is there a second? Okay, Brian, motivation.
I think the audit committee is coming from the right place. We got to give management the tools they need to get these audits done as fast as possible. We have put a hiring freeze in place, so we have to authorize them if that involves hiring additional people. I understand the limitations Raul raised, and I trust that he won't raise people if getting them up to hire people if there's no money, or if getting them up to speed will take more time than it's worth. But I think we should put that tool in the national office's hands for all the reasons that Kim raised.
This is Kim.
This is Kim.
Jose Luis for the stack.
Okay.
Jose Luis for the stack. Do you have me, Tony?
Okay. We're going to go to, I heard,
Tony.
I'm sorry?
I heard Tim. Kim was first.
Point of order.
Kim was first.
Benito, point of order.
Orange was on there somewhere, right?
Benito, what's your point of order?
When Kim first brought up her motion, the first people who responded were Brian and Jose Luis, and I don't remember which one spoke first, but the two of them spoke before anyone else. So I think, and Jose Luis has been waiting all this time, I think it's proper that he be the first person to speak now.
Point of order.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of order?
This is a new motion. I got it first. Mine is going to be very brief.
The point is, he's been waiting all this time to speak.
But actually, I thought I heard Jose Luis first. And then we're going
20 seconds.
Jose Luis.
You didn't, but I will defer to Jose Luis as long as I
do. Jose Luis.
Oh, no, I can't do it as a point of order.
Jose Luis.
Yes.
Speaking.
So I like to make an amendment to Brian's motion to include that any hire of accounting personnel shall come from the current budget and future budgets of each radio station currently deficient in producing schedules. Hiring accounting personnel shall take priority over any station relocation.
Jose, are you going to put that in writing?
I am.
I don't quite understand.
I second. That's another second.
We're at time.
We already have the motions on the floor.
Jose Luis, could you succinctly repeat your motion?
Yes.
Your amendment?
Any hire of accounting personnel shall come from the current budget and future budgets of each radio station currently deficient in any schedule. Hiring accounting personnel shall take priority over any station relocation.
Mr. Chair?
And it's been seconded. Lawrence?
Point of order.
Yeah. Who is that?
Lawrence, am I recognized, Chair? You got a point of order.
Somebody called a point of order, and I don't know who that was.
It's Hank.
Okay, Hank.
We already have two motions on the floor, a motion and a substitute motion. I agree that it should take precedence, but we have rules to follow.
Under Robert Hood's award, I think it's perfectly in order. We're not beyond the...
No, it's not. You have two motions already on the floor.
But it's
the rule is two subsidiary motions. So the substitute is the first subsidiary. The amendment would be the second.
That's right.
I didn't hear amendment. I heard motion.
So we're out of time on this item, so we'll go to vote on Jose Luis' amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on that amendment?
Point of order.
Yes.
Could that amendment please be read and sent to the via email?
Jose Luis, could you repeat it again and then send it through email so that everybody can understand what the amendment is?
Yes, I've sent it to you.
I sent it
through email. And so any hire of accounting personnel shall come from current budget and future budgets of each radio station currently deficient in any schedule. Hiring accounting personnel shall take priority over any station relocation.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on that amendment?
Janice Lane, you were...
No.
Thank
you, Stack. Brian, we're taking a vote, Hank. Brian Edwards Tigert.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
So there's no conversation about this?
No, we're out of time.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence says no.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Brazan?
No.
George Ryder? George Ryder?
No.
Helen Durden.
Richard also votes no. That was George and Richard both voted no.
Okay. Carolyn Burden.
No, absolutely no.
Janet Coleman, are you back? Jim Passes, Manager. Jim Brown. Jenny Tabia.
And I.
Heather Gray.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Coburn. Margie Wilkinson.
Chair. Who
didn't
hear my name. I came in late. I didn't hear my name.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm abstaining.
Serena abstains. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown is abstaining.
Lizette King.
No.
One moment, please.